I just finished watching Smokey and the Bandit. Really good movie. Very old. Very of the time, I guess. Funny watching movies from the time when I was over-the-road truck driving, because I guess a lot of people are really into it, right? Where they're like, oh, this movie is part of the history or whatever. I don't know why I'm mentioning it. I don't know. It's been a while to see the movie. I forgot how much it makes me laugh. Welcome back to Meet Weed Podcast, where we really don't have a topic ever. Seriously, I don't think you've noticed. And in case you haven't, well, now you do. My last live stream and the previous one, I actually really like how well it's going. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to start live streaming more on Twitch. If not, I don't know, figure something out. Because I live stream on both, right? But admittedly, I don't know if it goes to either one, you know? Like, both are linked, but I don't know. Like, someone let me know how that works on the PS5. Anyway. So we have a huge storm approaching here in California, and if you're listening from any other state, just know that in California, for some reason, we have a habit of over-exaggerating when there's a bit of rain, because it's super dry here. So what tends to happen is we get all of the rain all at once, right? I guess it's a downpour, if you want to put it that way. For some reason, there have been a few years where the exaggeration was appropriate, because the rain not only fell down as much as they said it was going to, but it accumulated in places, it overflowed dams, and it flooded a lot of places, really. In fact, the other day at work, we were hit with an unexpected downpour, and I work outside, so it was bad to the point where we had to leave. We had to cancel every job, or the job for the day. Even today at the old homestead, we had to make sure that... at the old homestead, why did I say it that way? At my house. We had to make sure that we did stuff outside before the rain hit. And it's never as bad as we assume it's going to be. I know for a fact, because I've been in the Midwest, right? In the United States. I know that in the Midwest, it's significantly worse when it rains. Like, it can be like a super strong downpour. It's always super green in the Midwest. Unless you're like kind of south and it's dry. But you know what I mean. It's the amount of rain that we get in California is never as bad as we expect it to be. When it is bad, it's overhyped. Overhyped. It's always hyped up, you know? Basically, right now, what's going on is, it's hard to explain. Basically, there's an accumulation of rain, and because of the way the weather and the wind works, it's going to hold it here in place for a bit, and we're going to get bombarded with rain, right? We had to fix up a bit of stuff outside just in case. It's never going to be as bad as they say it is, but they often do exaggerate. And one year, they didn't, right? And I think we glossed over it a little too fast, that about 3 years ago, we had one of the worst floods. So much so that an ancient lake was brought back from the dead, basically. It's gone now, sure. But we never forgot the fact that, hey, this part of land, this, like, several square miles is underwater again. And it hasn't been this way since the 1800s, you know, like, shit like that. So, if you want to say that climate change isn't real, first off, who the fuck still says that? I actually don't know anyone who denies climate change. And it's funny that there was people like that, because it's undeniable, really. I mean, it's 78 degrees in November. We're fucked. Like, I'm sorry, but we're fucked. I saw it the other day, right, on the weather app, and I thought, this is bullshit. And then I felt it at work. I was sweating bullets. I'm like, it's supposed to be winter. This is bullshit, dude. Come on. Anyway, yeah, the environment's changing. It sucks. But we do what we can. We're dealing with it the way that we can, right? So what are we even going to talk about this week? There's much to talk about, but I'm going to talk about one thing that appeared this morning, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. The former owner of Twitter, right? I know it's Elon Musk now. Good God, he ruins everything he has. But the former owner of Twitter has decided, hey, let's bring back Vine. Originally, Vine had like 6-second clips, and then you could add a little longer. I forget how much longer, right? But I know it was 6 seconds originally. The thing is, it was such a unique concept at the time that unfortunately it just kind of fizzled out really quick. But the former owner of Twitter is now saying, we're going to bring it back. The only problem I have with it, right? The name. The name is, ew, you know? It's one of those names where it's like, you should have worked a little harder on this. Like, I'm sorry, but I like it. I like the idea of it coming back, but why did you name it Divine? Like, it sounds like a religious scripture fucking app, you know? It doesn't sound like a funny video app. It sounds like, well, religious things, right? I even looked it up, Divine app, you know, on the App Store on the iPhone. And it just brought up a bunch of religious shit. Like, a lot of it. Look, I'm gonna be honest. Actually, before I continue, I have this to talk about and one other thing, but I'm a little scared about the other thing. At the same time, I don't want to get too into it. How about this? The next thing I'm going to talk about, when I get to it, I'm not going to mention specific names because I will be in a lot of trouble. And I'm still fucking down to talk about it. I just have to be very careful with my words. Anyway, Vine is coming back, which is great. The former owner of Twitter is gonna you know, revive it, and I'm expecting an app soon. But from what I've seen right now, it's still all fully on like a web browser. There's no actual app to download. I guess on iOS and Android you could find some app. I can't find it, but other people are I'm seeing a bunch of articles that say you could download it, and I'm looking, and I don't find it anywhere. It's spelled D-I-V-I-N-E, right? Divine, get it? I think Vine, the actual name, is still owned. Like, it's a whole copyright thing. So let's see, Divine with a capital V. That's important. Divine, right? No, it's still just random Divine Mercy, gospel. Yeah, it's just random religious shit. Ew, that is an AI Mother Mary. That's gotta be sacrilege. Anyway, the app I'm hoping comes back stronger than the old Vine ever could. I hope it completely takes over TikTok and Twitter and just destroys the entire ecosystem currently we have. I hope it completely topples every single oligarchy. I hope that it gets so popular instantly that Facebook tries to buy it, they say no deal, and it takes over Facebook as well. I hope that it's just I'm hoping it's good. I'm hoping to be on the cutting edge of this, okay? Because when I heard CEO of Twitter, former CEO of Twitter, bringing back Vine, those two sounded good, right? A lot of people are saying, oh my God, it's the former this and that. Oh, it's so bad. Listen, shut the fuck up and just try it out, okay? Just try it out. I know a lot of people want to get on their high horse and say, oh, but he did this. Oh, but he did that. Shut the fuck up. That's what I'm saying, okay? Pisses me off how many people won't do stuff because someone's not perfect on the internet. You gotta understand that humans make mistakes, and if you don't make mistakes, you're not fucking human, okay? There's not a single person on earth that can honestly say they've never done anything wrong, and the people that have are either lying or are artificial as fuck. And right now, we have a lot of AI shit going on, and a lot of people are literally artificial. And it pisses me off that there are some people that make their decisions solely based off of this has to be 100%, you know, fair trade, this bullshit and that bullshit. Shut the fuck up. Just enjoy things. And here's the thing that annoys me the most. These people are only on the internet. They are only on the internet. You ever meet someone like that in real life? They are silent. They're not going to defend themselves. They're gonna hide behind the anonymity of a screen, and they're going to enjoy that. I know it's ironic that I'm saying that. What the fuck am I going off on? Oh yeah, I bought two more canvases to make art pieces. Very cheap ones too, nothing too fancy right now. I do have more expensive art pieces that I've been doing, but unfortunately it's just been busy at work. I'm not going to say I'm not motivated to paint, it's just I've been doing so much other shit. I've been doing YouTube videos. Have you seen how long they are now? My last YouTube video was 10 minutes long. I finished that in 24 hours. 24 actual hours. Me sitting there recording, doing all that stuff. Fuck, let's get back into the topic. Sorry, I'm drinking a beer right now. Not a beer, it's a hard cider. It's part of the Imperial Hard Cider. Wicked Grove Imperial Hard Cider. I got this at Aldi. It's very good. I actually really like it. It's wicked good, as it says. Actually, excuse me. I don't really condone drinking, but if you do drink, there it is. You know? I know it's unhealthy for you, but only if you drink too much. Definitely if you drink too much, because, well, it's just bad for you, you know? It's a lot. Although I do feel myself coming down with something. This was before the cider. I feel like my nose is getting stuffed. We were working outside, so I'm a little... I got the sniffles real bad. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, the thing about the Divine app is that what I like about it, at least it's claiming this, right? I'm still saying this with a grain of salt, a heavy grain of salt, a fucking tablespoon of salt, is it's not going to allow AI content. How are you going to police that? That's what I'm wondering. I guess you could report something saying it's AI content. I don't know for sure. This app is started today. So as of recording, I haven't really looked into it too much. However, that's me putting it lightly. I haven't looked into it too much because I actually have looked into it too much and there's not a lot to see. I want this app to succeed. I am a believer in anything new because I get it. You know, people want to be on the cutting edge of stuff. But at the same time, we have to err on caution. The reason I'm saying that is because when I say I'm on the cutting edge of stuff, I was also into crypto. I made money on it. And it quickly got annoying. Around the time people started hating on the crypto, like the hype, is when people realized, hey, this stuff is being used for a lot of scams. And I know. I was able to see the scams a mile away. One of them, I'm glad, wasn't a scam. I didn't lose money on Dogecoin. I made a lot of money on it. Not too much. I'm not going to say I'm a millionaire. Hell no, not even close. But one day, I made a few thousand on it. And it was to the point where some guy was buying something in front of me at Walgreens. And he said, oh, I don't have enough money. Let me go to my car to grab something. And I was like, here, just charge me for it. And I paid for his things, like fully, without even looking at the guy's face. I paid for my things. I walked away. And I don't know who he was. I don't care who he was. I just knew I had money to spend. I did it, right? Kind of a good karma to the world. Pay it forward, whatever. I also donated to something. I forget what it was, but it doesn't matter. A weird time to be around on the internet is all I could say about that. But the point is, I benefit, anyone really, benefits from at least erring on the side of caution, but not straying away entirely, right? If something new comes up, then give it a shot. That's all I'm saying. You know, give it a chance to breathe before you suffocate it. That makes no sense. But there's got to be a better analogy. Hang on. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but I'm also drinking a cider, so give me a moment. Okay. How about this? You never know if the seed that's planted before you is going to grow into a mighty oak tree or a weed that will be plucked. You don't know if something's going to fail before it even starts, right? But pay attention to it. That's all I'm saying, you know? You don't even got to go all in. Like, people that were all in on Vine, some of them are still fucking famous to this day. Like, Drew Gooden, right? That's the person I think of. That guy made Vines, and I was watching him back then, and he's funny as fuck. Now, because of Vine closing, he made a YouTube channel, and I'm still subscribed to his YouTube channel, and it's been like 10 years, dude. It's been like 15 years. I don't even remember, right? It's been a fucking minute. But what I realize is sometimes it's good to be at the forefront, you know? It's good to be there when the gates open. Not all the time. But at the same time, you can't... It's a gamble. It's a gamble. It's a 50-50 shot, okay? One, it's either going to be great, and you're going to be a big part of it because you were there first, or two, it's going to suck ass, and you were there first, but guess what? You could always just delete the shit that you uploaded. I feel like people don't want to take risks anymore, you know? It's a risk, but it's a high payout. So why are people shitting on it before it's even, you know, open? I feel like the reason being is because people are scared to be the one to initiate, like an initially like start, you know, they're scared to be the one that's like, hey, I heard about this new app. I immediately made one, you know, I immediately made a username, password, started uploading, you know, no one wants to be the guy that says that. Everyone wants to be the one who is next, basically, you know, someone has to set the ground or, you know, someone has to walk the path before someone behind them walks up to it. I'm going to make one and I'll tell you guys what I think in 2 weeks. Okay. That's why I'm saying all this. I'm going to start right away. I literally just heard about it today. I heard it just started today. So I'm going to go ahead and upload some of my TikToks onto it. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. All I know is I only have 6 seconds to do shit. But that's already what I've been doing. Some of my YouTube shorts are 5 seconds long. This stuffy nose is annoying me already. It just started like a few hours ago. And it's inconvenient, basically, because it hasn't even been like an hour or two since I had to record. And it got really worse as I was recording. And you could probably still hear it right now. Anyway, the CEO's name, right, former one, fucking CEO, former owner, whatever. The guy, Jack Dorsey. I'm seeing a lot of controversy behind his name. Here's what I'm not understanding. People don't like him because he made OG Twitter. That's it. There's nothing else about it, right? I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff and no one's ever going to bother mentioning it, but it's going to be one of those stupid fucking things on the internet where people are like, oh, he's problematic. It's not my job to educate you. If you're that kind of person, first off, just make friends. Like, actually go out and make friends. Not online. Go outside and speak to people. Look at how they actually talk. Being terminally online makes you an asshole. I'm sorry, but it does. Anyway, I don't fully understand why he's hated, but at the same time, I get that it's the internet and people are going to hate people. In general, like, I feel like the world has become a far more hateful place, and I hate that, you know? Especially on the internet, for sure, because a lot of people have more anonymity, so they're not obviously going to be pointed out, like, to their face. Fuck, what's that thing that, I think Mike Tyson said, like, too many people are used to saying shit on the internet anonymously and they're not used to getting punched in the face for it. Like, first off, wow. That's it. Holy shit, did you guys see that on Twitter? The creator for Owl House, a show on Disney Plus, gave the green light to pirate it. Like, they were saying, fuck Disney Plus, pirate the show that I have. You know, I don't give a fuck. Fuck Gen AI, whatever. That's kind of crazy. Like, I wonder how that's going to end. You never know. Let's see. Well, we'll see. I'm starting to feel like I got pranked. Let me tell you what I mean. I can't find the fucking app anywhere. Like, they say that there's already 100,000 users on it. Where the fuck are they? What do they mean? Like, where are these people? I keep seeing, oh, the app is out. The app is out. Where? There's no website. The owner is not even talking about it. What the fuck are these people talking about, dude? Like, I think I'm being pranked. This got to be a prank, you know? It's not April 1st, but, I mean, it definitely feels like something that would be, right? It sounds like there's so many people that are so not into it that they're spreading the news, and I don't know, how the fuck do I put this? It's like they announced it before it was out, added numbers to it to make it seem more legitimate, but at the end of the day, there was no actual numbers. The app isn't even out. It doesn't exist. I can't upload on it. I can't do anything. How the fuck am I going to be in the front, the cutting edge, if I can't access something that doesn't exist? It supposedly exists. I don't fucking see it anywhere. Where is it? Watch the moment I upload this fucking podcast. The moment I upload it, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to upload it. There's going to be a link somewhere. And I'm not going to know where the link is until after I upload it, right? And it's going to be so damn ironic that I might as well bring it up right now that it's going to happen. And I just jinxed myself. I know it's not going to happen no more. What the fuck am I doing? If you guys haven't seen my last video on YouTube, I had this one where it's 1,000 days on in the long dark or trying to get there. I'm on day 130, I think. And I was so upset during one of the recordings that I had to stop. And I uploaded it as a YouTube short. But essentially, I stopped and I immediately made an entire pack of hot Cheeto mac and cheese. And the thing is, I guess one of the primary ingredients is Red 40. And by primary, I mean this shit is bright fucking red. It makes a tomato look like not a tomato. What the fuck am I saying? It's very bright red. That's all that matters. And people are pointing out that I essentially ate like an entire gram of Red 40. What's funny about it too is that first off, I did feel kind of sick after eating it. Second of all, I'd eat it again. Third of all, the camera color corrected it and is actually worse in person. How do I put this? I would look at the plate of mac and cheese for about a minute or two, and I'd look away, and everything would just be red. Like, it was so bright, it would ingrain itself in the fucking cornea of your eyes. I don't know how to put this, right? But my shit was red as well. That's about it. But it's funny thinking about it, right? I have so many people saying, how much Red 40 was in there? How much Red 40 was in there? I don't know, dude. I have no idea. But I just know I ate it, and it was a 2 out of 10. It wasn't that good. When I say 2 out of 10, I'm saying that because as a person who is older, that gave me the worst fucking heartburn I've ever had. And I normally don't get heartburn that badly. I do get it on occasion. I used to get it way more, but I've been eating better and I've been getting more prebiotics in my diet and stuff, so I'm okay now. But this is the level of heartburn I get when I eat a jalapeno with no water, basically. Like, it's not spicy, but it's definitely not good for you, you know? And it's funny thinking about it, because what the fuck did I put in my body? I know there's milk, butter, and whatever that powder was. I know I boiled some noodles and I thought, all right, cool. And then I put this powder in there, right? I actually didn't put the full video of me pouring the powder in, but it was so fucking much powder, dude. And it wasn't cheese. It wasn't cheese sauce, okay? It's not cheese. It's not mac and cheese. It's what is it? Hot Cheeto macaroni, basically. Because it's not cheesy at all. If anything, I had to get some other outside force with cheese and put it in there. What the hell did I eat for a bit? This was like a 9-second video, by the way. See, look at that. I already have content for it. How nice. I don't get it. I don't get the Red 40 thing, too. I hear it's bad for you, but I don't care. I hear a lot of things are bad for you, and I don't care, right? People are like, oh, you need natural colors. You need natural dyes. Listen, I once went to a store where they don't sell any artificial colors in your food. I bought the their version of Cosmic Brownies. And everyone else Cosmic Brownies have like the brightest colors on them and the sweetest, most artificial flavoring. And let me tell you right now, when I ate that, it was good, right? The regular Cosmic Brownies fucking go to 10 out of 10 food. I had that one with no artificial flavors, no artificial colorings. It was so fucking bad. It was so bad, dude. And the colors looked like depression, like seasonal depression. It looked fucking sad. I looked at the brownie and I thought, this brownie looks like it wants to fucking kill itself. This is so sad. The colors really make a difference when you're eating food, right? But when you get something that's that beige, I guess the word is beige, you know? It looks like a hospital. It looks like hospital food. It tastes like it too. Bright colors really make a difference in food. So for me to give it a 2 out of 10, that 2 was probably from the colors alone on that mac and cheese. It was probably a 0 out of 10. And what's funny is I'm giving it such a low rating, but realistically, I'm just playing into the bit. It was more like 6 out of 10. I don't know. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that good. It was nothing, basically. I was like eating water. It really didn't have much of a flavor. There was no crunch. There was no softness. There was no gum to it. I don't know. It was weird. The more I go on the internet and look at all these comments, I realize how many people are actually, like, real, I guess is the way to put it. One of the comments, you'll notice when I go on any, if you go on any of my YouTube videos and you go to the comments, you'll realize that I not only like all of them, I comment and I reap, like, you know, I'll like them and then I'll respond because I like being a good host, as it were. Someone watched my YouTube videos and liked it enough to comment, then the least I could do is respond, right? I'm not that big that I could say, oh, I didn't see it. There's so many views. There's so many views I didn't see it. No, I saw your comment and I'll respond because it's the least I could do, right? You took your time to respond to my video. I'll take the time to respond to your comment. Sometimes I'll get a video, like a comment, and I won't realize that it's a bot unless there's one specific one on a YouTube short that I uploaded where someone's talking about, oh, I love doing this trend, but I can't do it because of my bad elbows. That comment had nothing to do with the video of me throwing a rock at a ptarmigan in a video game. It made no fucking sense. So, of course, I had to respond. I just went, what? You know, like, what does that mean? What does that have to do with the video? And what's funny is an actual person responded, you actually got a bot comment on a video game that no one really knows about. That's crazy, right? I thought, yeah, that's wild. It's funny to me, right? Anyway, I just got a video too that makes very little sense to me, but I think I just found my next YouTube video, right? Because how a meme dies became very popular because it's a topical thing. It's very popular because people want to know, oh, how does a meme die, you know? And people like memes on the internet. Now, there's one that I just saw, and what the hell's coworker music, right? It's never been defined properly. Obviously, it's music that your coworkers like, right? Probably one of them is going to be like, wow, listen to this, and it's some dumb shit. But it's popular, So, you know, a lot of people like it. I guess you everyone has a coworker that they didn't know enjoyed such weird music, or they thought that something would pop off, you know? Maybe you are the coworker. Maybe you have music taste that people look at and go, "What the fuck is that?" you know? I've heard some bullshit hyperpop and people thought, "Oh my god, this is actually fire." And I look at the person and I think, "You're not the typical coworker type, but you have the vibe." You know, like if I said coworker music, I'd point at you. There's a lot of you that are like that. The only problem is it leads to this issue where everyone judges everyone. It's weird, right? It's like, why would you just, I don't know. Coworker music is so fucking hard to define because it's basically anything popular, you know? In some cases, a little edgy, but that'll be like for your edgier coworkers that are like, "Wow, this is so dark. Oh my God, I love it." We all have that one coworker, right? If you've never had one, you will eventually. Trust me. Every fucking job has one. I don't know how to put it, right? But there's some bullshit that I've heard. And what's this one? They're making fun of Dax. Yeah, they're making fun of Dax. And it's funny to me because I have seen people unironically listen to it, right? This guy dressed as Joker, and he's like, "You're insane, you're in pain, I can tell by what you're saying." It's like, okay. You know, like, it's not for me. It's not for anyone I know. I don't know anyone that unironically likes it, you know? I don't know anyone who listens to that music and goes, "Wow, this shit is heat, I love it. Wow, I'm gonna blast this on my speakers in my 2010 Toyota Corolla with those blown-out speakers." Very specific thing, I know, but if you have enough coworkers, if you have enough jobs, you've been there, you know? It also depends on what kind of coworker you have. I guess if you work blue collar, you get more variety. If you work like higher end jobs, you get more furries. I noticed that, right? A lot of people that work in computer science, it's mostly furries. I don't know what it is about computer science and furries. And also, I don't know why furries are so fucking rich. Seriously, every time I've seen people talk to furries and they make fun of them and stuff, you pull up a furry's bank account, motherfucker's got $500,000. And that's in savings, right? This motherfucker's paying... Oh, like, he's getting paid big bucks. And you wonder how the hell they do that. It's because they really study. They really study, right? They lock the fuck in. I despise furry stuff. But I gotta hand it to those who are. You guys are fucking... You know how to make money, you know? And it's crazy, too, right? They have more disposable income than you will ever know. Because those fucking furry suits are like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they have several... They have several, right? They lock into their hobby. Ask me how I know this shit. Ask me how I know this shit. I used to know people that were, okay? Look, I've had a lot of friends in my life, okay? And I don't know. You're just surprised the more you learn about them. I'm not, like, I'm closed-minded. Am I closed-minded? No, I'm open-minded, right? I'm not personally going to do all these things, but I'm going to listen to the person who is so I know a thing or two about it, right? I'm going to actually look into it. I'm going to look at it. Whether it's my thing or not doesn't matter. If it's their thing, I'll respect them as a person for doing it, and I'll listen. I'll understand. Not a lot of people do that, and I hate that. You know, ignorance is a choice now. Ignorance has always been a choice. You can learn to learn. But what's funny, though, is... just because you're open-minded doesn't mean you're gullible. Remember that there's a huge difference between being open-minded and being gullible. If I'm open to listening to your ideas, it does not mean that I'm open to accepting and becoming a part of them, right? For example, I've heard out a lot of people that have different viewpoints on religion than me, and I still accept and agree with them. You know, I've listened to a Christian, I've listened to a Jewish person, I've listened to the Buddhist, the Satanist, I've heard them all, you know? If those ideas are something you agree with, then that's something you agree with, you know? I'm not going to sit here and go, "Oh, you're wrong." No, absolutely not. I'm going to listen and understand. Everyone has different set of circumstances in their life, right? We've all lived a life, you know? You've all developed as a person. You've gone and you've grown and you've lived your own life. Things have happened to you that are unique to you. You've had your own problems. You've had your own... You know, you've had your own successes. You've had your own growth. Every single person grows, right? Go to a field. Go to a field and look at every single blade of grass. They're all different. They're all blades of grass, but every single one's got a slightly different curve. Maybe they're facing the left. Maybe some are shorter. Maybe some are longer. Some are more yellow. Some are darker. They're all grass. They all went through different things. They're all in the same field, but every single one is completely unique, right? I'd use the analogy of snowflakes are unique, but I don't know, man. I'm not thinking of snow. I live in California. I've never really seen snow. I've seen it snow twice in my life. And it was gorgeous. It was actually really pretty. I really like the sight of snow falling on the ground. I don't know. It's really gorgeous to me. It's gorgeous to me because it's rare. But I know people... Okay, I'm gonna go off. I'm gonna go off. No, never mind.
You know what I could talk about for hours is this fucking thing that I noticed the other day. And it's still kind of bugging me, right? The TikTok search bar is the most... Like, right up there with reading terms and conditions is the most useless fucking thing on the planet. I could tell you for hours how TikTok search bar not only does it show you what you're fucking looking for, it shows you stuff that's not only not relevant, sometimes it'll be completely wrong to the point where it's like, that's not even close. That's not even close to what I looked up. They give you the option to say, you know, hold on to the video and go dislike or not relevant. And it doesn't matter how many times you push it. It just won't show you what you're looking for. It'll show you a bunch of other shit that you might be more interested in because it's trying to keep you in the on the app so that you look at more ads. And it's so fucking annoying, dude. Like, fuck, dude, just you know what I'm looking for. Just show me. Just show me. You know, these algorithms, so smart, so intelligent. They know what you want to see. They know what you don't want to see. So show me what I want to see. If you're so fucking smart, show me what I want to see because you supposedly know everything, but you don't know shit. Or maybe it's a technique to keep you on the app longer, so you're looking for a lot longer. It just makes me close the app. Same goes with fucking YouTube. Sometimes I'm watching something on YouTube and I think, hey, whatever happened to this video from years ago? Unless you know the exact title, you're not going to find it. And the worst part is five videos down, it's going to be people also search for this. I don't give a fuck what other people were looking for. I want to see what I was looking for. I'm not searching for other people's stuff. I'm searching for my own. And if you don't have it or don't know what I'm looking for, don't show me some bullshit that has nothing to fucking do with what I goddamn wrote, you idiot. That's my rant. I could talk for hours about it, but I'm just going to get myself upset. And right now, I just want to take a nap. But I got to get this podcast out. Let me tell you why. I drank my coffee too early today. I probably need another one. You know, I have this movie collection I've been growing over the years. It's kind of interesting now that I think about it. I have been growing a... How do I put this? A movie collection on YouTube. And there's this thing on YouTube you could do, right? Where you could buy movies. Over the years, I've been buying one on occasion and actually buying them, right? You know where it says buy or rent? I never rent. I always buy it because it's like, listen, the only movies I buy are ones that I will absolutely watch the fuck out of again and again and again, you know? Because I really miss the eras of DVDs where you had a DVD, you'd put it in and watch it as many times as you want. I grew up with VHS tapes where we had these weird ones, right? Where Disney would make like straight to home movies. Like The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. I saw that more than the original Lion King. And it's like Simba's daughter falls in love with someone who's like an enemy of the state or something like that. Something weird, right? But I grew up with that. Where it's like if I liked something, I would watch it over and over again, right? And that's why I started this little collection. I have some videos or YouTube movies. And it's funny thinking about it because... One of them, I hate to say, I really do. I was tricked into buying it, and it pisses me off that I did, because it was a movie that was essentially like, what is it? It's an indie film, right? A really shitty one. That's it. That's all I could say. It was really bad. Someone tricked people on YouTube, not YouTube, TikTok, into buying it, right? And once they watched the whole movie, the trick was at the end, it was like, haha, you got scammed. They got away with it because it's technically a movie. It actually is a movie. Anyway, that's not the funny part. The funny part for me is I actually still utilize that list quite a bit, right? Where if there's a movie in my life that's very important or a movie in my life that really touched me in a different way, something that I could like look at and go, honestly, that's fucking sick, you know? I would go on YouTube movies and buy it. So I always had a little copy of it somewhere. Today I started going through it and I realized that I have every season of Smiling Friends. So that's great. You know, every season, it's awesome to watch it there. But on top of that, I had this movie that I watched the other day because it was, you know, the holiday. It was Halloween or the day before. I was watching The Lost Boys, and I don't know why it touched me so much. Maybe because not only do I not live far from Santa Cruz, you know, the whole place they filmed the movie, but also it was kind of a rite of passage for goth kids, you know, to watch the movie. It's called The Lost Boys. What the fuck? Who's at my front door? What the hell? We have a Ring doorbell, so whenever it goes off, I fucking check it, especially right now because of the big storm coming. There's a bunch of weird shit going on outside, and it actually... Stop that. Fuck. It actually scared me. You heard my phone going off. I think my girl's out front. Yeah, she's out front. Okay, cool. I should not have scared me, but I was kind of on edge because I was talking about this haunted movie. Haunted. Scary movie, right? The Lost Boys is one of those movies that, yes, it's from back then, like the 80s or something. But damn, what a fucking thrill ride that that movie was, you know? I liked it so much that I've watched it a few times and I still don't get over the twist at the end. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who's interested in it. It is an old movie, so you probably had it spoiled before. But I never realized that other franchises were inspired by it. You know, it's a vampire movie, but it's a really good one, right? Before they were all glittery, you know, back when vampires actually exploded in the sun, or they burned in the sun, and it was really cool to see it. I love that movie. I love it so much, right? I've seen it a few times, and I never get over it. It's just the song, you know, the song about it. There's a song that Marilyn Manson covered years ago. It's called Cry Little Sister, and it's the original one is from The Lost Boys, and when he did a cover of it, that's kind of what got me into the movie. And of course, I was a little edgy teenager at the time, so I look back at it, and I think, yeah, that's kind of what started my interest in it. But now that I'm an adult, I think what I like about it, you know, now that I no longer have that little edgy side, because I'm a fucking grown-ass man with a mortgage and a receding hairline, you know, I'm old. I look at the movie and I think, I could appreciate how well it was made for the budget that it had. At the time period it was made, and all of the sacrifices that the people who were working on the movie did, like one of the main actors had to wear contact lenses back before, like, these fake contact lenses were a thing, right? Where you had to color your eyes either with CGI or with these glass ones that were actually kind of dangerous to use. They were actually very dangerous. In fact, the main actor, I forget his name, one of the main actors, he plays the head vampire. He had these glass prosthetic contacts in to change his eye color. There's a scene where they're really fucking hurting his eyes, right? And they make his eyes darker red and he sheds a tear. And the whole time he's using this pain in his character, and it fucking works. It's so good. It's such a fucking great movie. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you've never seen The Lost Boys, watch it all the way through. Sit there with a, I don't know, some sort of popcorn or whatever, but watch it and enjoy it. That shit is fucking awesome. I love that movie. I got chills thinking about the scene because that actor was genuinely crying in that scene, right? He was holding back because his eyes were hurting, right? This glass fucking thing in his eye was stinging. He couldn't blink. And he actually shed a tear, and it worked with the scene that he was in because he was in a lot of pain. His arm has just been touched by the sun because he was reaching out to grab a kid who had just killed his friend, but he's a vampire, so he can't go out in the sun. His arm burns and he's just screaming because his arm was just on fire. But the thing is, in this case, you see his eyes like prominently in the shot where he's looking up at the kids and he's like angry at them. And then a tear goes down his eye because his friend just died. But at the same time, the actor is genuinely crying because those contacts are hurting his eyes. And it aligns so well. The stars aligned for that scene. Fucking goated. I'm dick riding it like crazy. But honestly, I don't care. That movie's sick. I love it. I fucking love it. That's a 10 out of 10 movie, right? So that's why I made the list. That's why I made the YouTube movies list, right? The reason I mentioned that other movie, the one that sucked ass, is because I was scammed into buying that movie first. Or buying it to have it, because I thought, oh, sweet, a scary movie, I'm going to watch it. it didn't work. Another one that I have, right? The Devil's Rejects. Let me see if I still have it. Hang on. Let me see if it's that one or another one. I don't think it was House of a Thousand Corpses. I think it was The Devil's Rejects. The Devil's Rejects. Come on. There it is. Yeah, purchase. The Devil's Rejects, right? The sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, one of the most classic, haunted, scary movies that there ever was, right? It's a scary clown. He's actually a serial killer, and it's like, it's fucked up, right? There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's made by Rob Zombie, a really good guy, a really good director. Also a great musician. That one also made the list. Funny enough, House of a Thousand Corpses didn't, because it is kind of spooky, but you can find it pretty much anywhere. The Devil's Rejects made it because out of all the movies, the sequel was just fucking terrifying, right? And it ends with Freebird. You know, like the solo to Freebird while they're driving towards a bunch of cops. It just like they're all having a big shootout. All you hear is the solo playing. It's fucking awesome, dude. Great movie. Another 10 out of 10. That's why it made the list. And I think back at it, and I think I haven't seen that movie in a while, but I'm going to watch it tomorrow. Fuck it, why not? I had this list of YouTube movies, and I add them whenever a movie's good enough, right? The most recent one, funny enough, was actually Smiling Friends, but the most recent big blockbuster, right, big movie that I watched and I bought was actually 6 years ago now. 1917. That movie was, oh my God, let me tell you right now. I have high standards for movies, right? If it's just shot with a big Hollywood budget and it's like no creative artistic side to it, you know, I don't give a fuck. I really don't care, right? However, 1917 not only told a story, but they had this technique that I absolutely love where the shot is just one continuous shot, right? The entire movie is basically, this camera's on a dolly. Let's record you for 30 minutes. Don't get a single line wrong. Everyone's in set design. They actually dug a fucking massive trench for the movie, right? They actually had to put the camera through there, very carefully hiding how they were moving it, right? There was very little special effects. It was just that fucking good and well made. The whole reason that I loved it so much is because, holy shit, how did they plan that out? Do you know how hard it is to get a rolling shot on a dolly without showing the rails on the ground? None of these techniques make any sense unless you're in a film, right? Unless you're actually in a making film. And it's funny thinking about it because, you know, just because I make YouTube videos doesn't mean it's just YouTube videos, right? I like my techniques. I like my mise-en-scene, you know, getting it just right. Fuck, I'm a nerd. If anything, I think about, I think about the movie, right? And I think about everything that went into it. The rolling shot, the acting, the subversion of expectation, right? You expect the story to go one way. You expect, okay, this person's the main character. Turns out, no, he wasn't. I'm not going to spoil the movie. It's a six-year-old movie, but it's still fucking good. It still holds on to, it holds weight. It holds a lot of weight. There's another movie that's not on the list yet, but it definitely should be there, right? It was All Quiet on the Western Front, the remake. Because when I first saw that they made a remake, I immediately started watching it. But the thing is, I played it for my little brother, right? Because I told him, hey, when you get to history class, you're going to watch this movie, All Quiet on the Western Front. However, I did not realize that the sequel was far more gory and serious, right? And we watched the original one, right? All Quiet on the Western Front was a movie in black and white at first, and then there was one in color, but it was a bit more modern. But modern by, like, 1970 standards, right? Not that modern. So when they remade it for Netflix about 3 years ago, and we watched it, we watched the fuck out of it. It was such a good movie with the heavy bass. Like, you know, that stuff going on in the background. They have fucking, who made the Zeppelin? Well, obviously the Zeppelin. I don't know his first name, but the guy that made the Zeppelin, the giant blimp for World War II for the Nazis, he was in there. This is a World War I movie, so they had to, you know, not show it quite yet. But it was interesting to see it. It's definitely going to make the list next time I get a bit of spare change. Right now I'm strapped for cash, so I'm not going to do that. But that's going to make the list for sure. That remake is amazing, right? And there's a scene in the movie that always gets me where, God damn, it's so fucking dark, dude. It's so fucking dark. Where he has to kill a guy because he's on the enemy team, right? But the guy is like screaming and not in pain. At this point, he's like twitching. He's making guttural noises because he's dying. And the sad part is, if you look into the details of the movie, that guy, it's never explicitly shown in the scene, but the guy is mute. He literally can't talk. So the only screams of help that he has are these guttural chants, like weird noises, right? Like, he's fucking dying, he's on death's door, and the guy that just stabbed him, he can't hear it, right? The main character is just, he's hearing his voice, and he's like, shut up, please shut up. Like, he just killed a guy, he doesn't want to think about it, right? It's his first kill, but this man is now in pain. At the hand, his blood is on, the blood of that man is on his hands, and he's not even dead yet, and he's just screaming, shut up, shut up. He puts dirt in his mouth to shut him up, and he just suffocates them, and he's just there pushing and pushing until the man dies, and then he lays over, and he's so beat up and covered in mud that people run by. The enemy runs by him, but they look down and they see him covered in mud, and they think, okay, he's already dead. And they run by him because he's as good as dead, and he looks dead basically because of all the shit that's been happening. And the entire time the movie, his friends are getting picked off one by one in the most gruesome fucking way any possible movie could show you. And it's so tragic every time. God, that's a 10 out of 10. Fuck me, I got chills describing that fucking movie, dude. I'm not even joking. That movie's sick. Every movie I've been describing, there's a reason that I like it so much, right? Listen, there are millions of fucking movies out there, and I've seen a lot of them. Many of them don't really stick, but the ones that do, those are the ones that I either write down or I do something, right? In some way, I will never forget these movies. There are people that have this, right? Where they see some cinematic masterpiece, and they think, I'm never going to forget this movie. That's great. And then there's people like me that will fucking physically write it down. You know, or do some sort of way to preserve that media. If you watch my live streams, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are very few things that I like more. You know, like, I'm a very pessimistic, I'm a very picky person. I judge a lot. But at the same time, there are a few things that will catch me off guard, right? I don't like many things in this world. The things that I do like, I never forget. There are some things that, like, the soundtrack for 1917, 6 years old at this point, has still been on my playlist. There's a song called 1600 Men. That song is still hype. Every time I hear it, I get fucking pumped, dude. Like, I could lift a car over my head, throw it at the neighbors. But it's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece, right? Some soundtracks, too, that I heard growing up, like the Monster Hunter soundtrack for Lao Shanlong, the fucking theme song where you're fighting him. You're fighting a mountain, by the way. It's a mountain on four legs slowly walking toward you, about to destroy an entire fortress, right? They built a wall to hopefully keep it out. And it's your job to fucking stop a mountain from moving. Of course the song had to be fucking incredible, right? And it was made by the Monster Hunter Orchestra, who, oh my god, they are so talented. The last time they came to the United States to play music was like years ago, right? Like, oh, I missed it, my last opportunity. I'm not going to miss the next one. We bought tickets for February, and they're going to play once here in the US and then go back. I am not going to miss that for the world. I'm not even joking. I'm fucking serious, dude. I want to see that so bad. Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, I'm such a nerd. Is it really a nerd, or am I just passionate about stuff? You know, the things that I like, I'm really passionate about. The things I don't like, it's not that I don't like it. It's that they're okay, maybe, and they just haven't quite crossed that threshold, right? There's a threshold where it goes from something I like to something I love. Very few things cross the threshold. The ones that do, I never forget. The Long Dark is almost 10 years old. I have tried to make a YouTube career out of playing it. I don't like the game. I love the game. And if I don't love the game, I don't play. Capiche? Antonigo moment. Look at that. Hey, that movie's good too, actually. Ratatouille. I've seen it a few times. It's not quite over there at the threshold. It's close, but it's not quite there, right? So you got to think, what would cross that threshold for me, right? I think I could go on my YouTube purchases and see what else I bought, right? Let me see. Let me pull it up. There's got to be more. You would not be surprised to hear that one of the movies on this list is Rebel Without a Cause. You know James Dean? By the way, I've been to his memorial where he died. Like the actual spot where James Dean had his infamous crash and he died. And his car, little bastard, became a thing of legend where if you touched the car, you would die as well. Basically, there's this whole myth that James Dean was taken far too soon. And his car became a cursed item. Basically, anytime you touched it or modified your car with any piece of little bastard, you would meet the same fate as him. Also, some of the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes movies are here. Dawn of the Planet, War of the Planet. I think there's another one I'm missing. But I know that those are there too, right? Cinematic masterpieces, I'm telling you. Speaking of cinematic masterpieces, one of the... I was all beefing these movies up, right? Like, oh, they're the best things ever. One of the most watched ones I have is Johnny Depp's Rango. You know where he's a lizard? That's it, though. It's Rango's a good movie. Look, I know it's for kids, but it's fucking great. You know, like, just because it's PG rated doesn't mean, oh, it's fun for the whole family, okay? It's great. There's no actual violence. No one really dies in the movie. I mean, they shoot at each other a lot, but no one actually bleeds or anything. It's a good movie, right? It's a great movie. Fuck, I want to show my kids that when I have them. And another I have is a documentary, but one that's incredibly risque, right? One of the most hated persons in all of music is G.G. Allin. The reason being is because if you went to his shows, you left with a black eye. G.G. Allin, I've even made a podcast episode about him, an entire one devoted specifically to G.G. Allin. I bought the documentary with G.G. Allin. And it's funny seeing back at it because I remember loving his music, like, to the point where I just kept listening to it. I got to a point where I was sick of it, right? I listened to the point where I got tired of it because ultimately no one went for his music. If anything, his whole thing was that he just wanted an outlet for all that rage, right? He grew up named Jesus Christ Allen, which is probably the name that his mom gave him because he was tired of coming home, seeing all the fucking destruction, him fucking making out with his brother and shit. Weird shit, right? Really weird stuff. I don't recommend you watch that documentary. Don't watch it. You know what? Watch it, okay? If you could stomach violence and disgusting shit and nudity and feces and all that stuff, if you could stomach that, you could probably stomach him. There's an entire scene where G.G. Allin's reading slam poetry at a college with a razor blade in his hand, and he's just chopping at his chest while saying it. And he's drunk. And at some point, someone challenges him. They're like, hey, get out of here. And he's like, you want to fight me? And he gets his ass beat. It's a sad interview, really. I mean, it's the whole point is exactly what he tattooed on his chest, basically. Live fast, die. And G.G. Allin died, and he didn't want to be embalmed. You know, his bloating, smelly corpse was there for everyone to see and smell. They were partying with his corpse. And no one even realized he had died of a heroin overdose. They just kept partying with him, dead. Even at his funeral, open casket funeral, of course, and he was purple. He was rotting. All of that is in the documentary. People still love this guy, you know? It's fucking crazy to see it. But G.G. Allin is like this cult classic now. There's these people that just love him so much. I don't fully grasp it. I think because of the amount of freedom that he enjoyed, you know, he just... There's these interviews and there's these like audio clips that I hear of him in some like indie songs where it's like, first off, rock and roll is not about this. It's about, you know, scaring the masses. It's about authority. It's about art that's unapologetic. You know, like you've heard stuff like that, right? A bunch of weird shit. And what's crazy is G.G. Allin was also someone who, let's say you did go to his shows and he picked you out for a fight and you rush in and you managed to kick his ass. You actually managed to knock down G.G. Allin and beat the fuck out of him. Well, guess what? You're now his best friend. G.G. Allin had this thing where if you can whoop his ass, he will take you on as an ally because clearly you are strong. You know, like, I don't get the mentality. He had a very primal mentality, right? This is someone who struggled his entire... It's such a powerful thing to see, right? If he didn't die so young, he might have been... He might have been the next Nirvana, honestly. Fuck, I don't know why I said that. He definitely wouldn't have been. Maybe the Ramones. What can you say about G.G. Allin? I'm not gonna sing him praise. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do that. I can't sing praise to someone like Gigi Allen. I could just say, what a fucking spectacle, dude. Gigi Allen would throw his feces at someone. One of the first things he did that caught the attention of everyone is he took way too many laxatives. He was on stage and he shit himself and he kept singing. It's in the documentary, dude. And his drummer, no one knew what was wrong with the drummer, right? He was just fucked up in the head to the point where he said, I have to play the drums naked. I like to feel the drums on my skin. Dude. During the interview, he doesn't blink. And he's naked. They don't pan the camera down. They would see his dick. But he's sitting at the drum set, still nude. He's not even that good of a drummer. I'm sorry, but he's not. He ain't the best, you know? He's just okay. But the band didn't care that they weren't good. They just cared that they were expressing themselves unapologetically. To a point where maybe they shouldn't have been doing that, you know? There were a number of venues they got kicked out of, straight up. My God, what a character. I do have an old episode of the podcast about Gigi Allen, so if you want to go back and listen to it, I do not... Don't eat while watching it. Don't eat while listening. And it's far longer than what I'm going to talk about here, because... No. That's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I am glad you guys were able to tune in. Thank you to all the new listeners, by the way. I have noticed the analytics going up. And on top of that, more subscribers on the YouTube channel. I really appreciate you guys coming in. And for those who don't like the long, dark content and me live streaming that, there's going to be other stuff. Don't worry about it. I post quite literally anything. I'm going to be honest. There's a few videos I have coming up, right? I want to say that I'm creative when it comes to video ideas, but I saw one the other day, and I got to be honest, it blew me out of the water. There's this guy that made a video where he makes a 100% apple pie. And what that means is every single component in the apple pie was apples in some way. For example, the crust. He dehydrated apples, rehydrated it with apple juice to make a paste, and he would use that as the crust. The inside was apples, which he coated in apple powder and like apple liquid. It was such a fucking trip, dude. It was weird, like in a good way. I think at some point he used apple cider vinegar, but I don't know if that counts. The thing is, it's 100% apples. Not a single thing was anything other than apples, and he just kept adding stuff. And the funny part is at the end, he had a cohesive apple pie. Like it was genuinely an apple pie. So many fucking apples were in this thing. Because he used an entire bucket of them. And the funny part is, he was gifted them by his neighbor. And so he said, fine, we're going to do this and we're going to make 100% apple pie. I really recommend you watch it. It's funny as shit to me because, my God, like, you don't expect a 100% apple pie to ever be a thing. Ever. Ever. it's funny. Oh, sorry, I'm just... watching something on Twitter right now. I'm following the Fell For It Again meme page, and I'm wondering how long before this meme dies as well. And I'm realizing it's an exclusively Twitter-based meme, so it might not have a long shelf life. You never know. Although it does seem to be lasting quite a bit. Quite a long bit. Maybe there will come a time where I talk about it, but definitely not soon. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I have a YouTube video up recently, as I always do. There's a growing amount of YouTube shorts I've been uploading. You guys got to understand, I don't like doing YouTube shorts, but I do it because YouTube's algorithm boosts me if I do it. And I noticed that not only has it worked, well, the proof speaks for itself. We're at 1,000 subscribers, 1,100 now. And I really appreciate all of you coming in and subscribing. I really do. There are now links in the description of the podcast, of the YouTube channel, where if you want to buy me a coffee, you could do that. I don't have a Patreon anymore. I don't do that stuff. I thought I could until I tried to do a podcast exclusively on Patreon, and honestly, I fucking hated it. They were 15-minute episodes on the Patreon with no music. It was just me talking about stuff, and I realized I could just be doing that effort. Like, all that effort was going into nothing, basically. So I stopped doing it, and I don't regret it. I really don't. There's a lot of people following now, and I'm not going to beg them for money. You know, if it happens, it happens. If you want to, the option is there, but I'm not forcing your hands what I'm doing. Anyway, I will see you guys in 2 weeks. I have a new YouTube video to make, and right now I'm going to upload this before it's too late because I have 30 minutes to upload it. All right, see you guys.